I'm taking this psychology class.
Yeah,
online. And this shit's like every like 2 pages, you got like 2 or something.
Damn.
It's easy, but like, damn,
it's a lot. Right, it's a lot.
That fight was great, though, bro.
It was. Yeah.
Back to the Ebor talk show.
Yes.
Back over here with Armani Torres and Kenny.
Kenny Clark, yep. Back on Ebor talk.
This is our world premiere,
our first episode.
First episode to this semester's radio show. So we're going to be doing a lot of shows every Wednesday, 10 a.m. here in the Ebor campus of HCC.
Yep.
And we're going to be getting into a lot of different topics this semester. I know last semester we were doing a lot about, if you kept into the one mind, our previous show from me and Kenny and two other people. We did a lot about sports, in which we are doing now. That's what our show is primarily going to be about, in particular. And then we're going to do a lot about relative, you know, topics in the world that, you know, subjective to, like, politics and, you know,
politics,
music, and
music,
you know, and a lot of different things, just drama. So
right
now we're going to get into another topic of sports and boxing. You know, boxing is a sport in which America has had a lot of richness into, you know, boxing has been a really historical sport. It's been around for a long time. It's had a rich history, you know.
It does.
It's had a lot of roots, came from a lot of different roots also.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're going to get into one of the best boxing fights that has happened in a long time.
Woo.
In a long time, actually. And that was in which Jorge Linares, a champion, went up against another champion in Vasily Lomachenko.
Lomachenko, yes. May 12th is when it happened.
Yeah, May 12th, and according to CompuBox and off BoxingScene.com, official stats, Vasily Lomachenko came off the floor in round 6 to cut Jorge Linares in the 8th, then score his own knockdown in the 10th. To become the new WBA lightweight tilt champion. Lomachenko, who has came up a couple ranks, you know, he started off at, I think, three ranks lower than which he fought right now at lightweight. Lomachenko is the fastest boxer ever to win a third divisional title, in which he has won it in 12 fights. Compared to Jeff Fenech's 20, which
remarkable.
Is the, remarkable. You know, this is a fighter that has been boxing since he was like 4 years old and stopped boxing for like 7 years because his dad put him in, I think it was, where is he from? Is he from Ukraine? I think he's from Ukraine.
European country.
But he started doing tap dancing classes, and after the tap dancing classes, he came back to boxing. He said that it's helped him out a lot, you know, stupendously.
Yeah.
So,
and you can see with his footwork, the way he moves in the ring is just so smooth, and like, I know Jorge kept trying to like exchange with him, and like every time he would like throw a combination and ducked off to the right, you know.
Yeah.
And he was like kind of like getting out the way after he throws his little punches.
Yeah, and what he does is he's like a defensive mastermind.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, he's always looking for offense.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And that's the difference between him and Mayweather, in which he always looks to get the counter or get an advantage on his opponent. And in which Kenny was just saying, Vasily Lomachenko, he does this sequence in which he'll counter and he'll step aside. He'll like step on the shoulder, pretty much like put his chest in length of the shoulder of his opponent, in which his opponent has no idea that he's there because he's so fast that it looks like he's vanishing into
disappearing to his right side. Yeah,
it's too quick for him.
It's very fast.
And that was the difference between this fight, because Linares, in which is a heavy hitter from Venezuela, one of the best fighters in the world, still after this loss, you can't bump his rankings a ton because he's losing to another pound for pound champion.
King, yeah.
You know? This is one of the best fighters that we have seen in a long time.
Right.
One of the most talented, for sure.
Yeah.
I know in his amateur ranks, he's won like 300 plus fights and only lost one, pretty much. So that tells you that much. And now that he's moved up to the professional rankings, he's the fastest ever to win three different championships in three rankings, and 12 fights, which is the fastest ever, by eight. So that's amazing. One of the most talented fighters for sure that we have seen in the past generations.
And how many times do you see a fighter get completely knocked out with a body shot? I mean, like, it totally paralyzed him, and like he just couldn't get up after that.
When you're so focused on what's in front of you, Vasily Lomachenko, he's too fast, and it looked like Linares, when he would have his setup, it looked like he would lose track of him very easily because Lomachenko was just busting to the right or left.
Yeah.
And just swinging on him, getting two hits off that.
Size.
And then Linares turned, after his two hits, so he couldn't keep up.
Right.
But when he got knocked out in that hit in particular, Linares had his setup, and then he had a sneak shot to the rib cage, that sneaky liver shot, and it put him down completely. His facial expression completely changed after that.
Right. Yeah,
and he went down. And he couldn't get up, man. You just seen it on his face. He was just done. He was in agony.
And I mean, like you said, he is a great fighter because I think he did. He threw an overhand right that knocked Loma down for a little bit, but Loma was like,
I think
he just let it slip through.
In this fight, Linares threw a jab. I've forgotten which round it happened in, but it was actually. Linares knocked down Lomachenko in the sixth round, in which was Lomachenko's first time in his professional career getting knocked down onto the canvas.
Wow, first time in a professional career, yeah. And it wasn't like a salacious hit. It just seemed like, he got caught, and then he was right back
up. Yeah, it's just... It seemed like jab, like he kept putting the jab on him, but the jab, like at that point, he put a heavy jab on him.
Yeah, it was like an overhand.
And it was just too overwhelming for Lomachenko because he's small,
Right, right.
And Linares was the bigger opponent, and he just hit him like with all his might, probably, and just had to give it off to him.
Pretty clean shot.
Yeah, it was a clean shot. He ducked off immediately.
Yeah.
Right off the rip. But in this fight, the final punch stat report. Total punches, body landed. Linares landed 207 punches. I'm sorry, a 28% clip, and out of 739, and Lomachenko landed 213 out of 627, which was a 34% clip.
Mm.
So about the same in punches that. Hit, but a wide margin in attempted for Linares and Lomachenko.
right. He's can't hit the guy.
Yeah, he couldn't hit the guy pretty much.
Yeah, and I seen on a Top Rank that Lomachenko, he claims that he suffered a torn labrum in his right shoulder in the second round. So he's having arthroscopic surgery.
Yeah, that's today. Actually the that's report actually that he is.
Today. Yeah. Yeah, he's having surgery today.
He's
and
getting
he,
surgery. Yeah,
and
I
he
saw.
Said that he couldn't throw his right hand, like his right hook. It was kind of uncomfortable for him to throw that punch throughout the fight. Mm-hmm. So I mean, he says second round. So I mean, I believe him. As far as, like, you know, that's when he felt it. So,
so let's
he still
see
the, fought another see, 8 rounds, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, let's see how how evident that injury was to him. So, in power punches landed and thrown, Lomachenko, for the fight entirety, he landed 101 out of 237, in which he is a right-handed fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
he's right.
So I
don't know if it affected him that much, because he looked very dominant.
That's what I'm saying. He looked clean to me.
Yeah, he looked really clean. Right. I mean, a 42% clip on power punches, you know, so that's ridiculous. But that's pretty good. I mean, he was the most dominant fighter in that fight for sure, and it wasn't surprising, but. It definitely looked like the fight that would go the distance,
right.
Because Linares was a champion that you know was beating a lot of good fighters, and it was the most dominant lightweight till that date. So, and the fact that Lomachenko is such a smaller fighter, he has like that Manny Pacquiao size,
right.
That body archetype.
And still has the offense, though, like, to go along with the defense. I think that's the thing I took away most from watching him fight, was, like, how well he can box, like, how well of an all-around boxer he is.
His timing is impeccable,
it is,
bro.
It really is. And I was watching him, like, wow, yeah, he's definitely next up in a sport.
He's
and,
definitely a top fighter.
Yeah, definitely a top fighter. And
you think he gets Mikey Garcia next?
That's what everybody's saying. And I would like to see that.
I feel like
to see Mikey.
It's the WBC fight.
Yeah.
I mean, the WBC has to go after it.
Right.
That's what everybody wants. That's what the title should be destined for, you know?
Right, right. And you know, they'll make it happen. Hopefully, his surgery goes well. And
yeah, he should be out for a year, though.
Think he'll be out all year?
That's what the reports are saying.
Man, that sucks.
So he'll probably have to lose.
Gotta wait a whole year.
There's gonna be interim title champions.
When he
comes back, he could choose which one he wants.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
And that's fine with him, I bet.
It is, because. At the end of the day, you do have to protect, the longevity of your career, And
of course.
They're just saying, that's what he needed. It happened during the fight, so, I think they'll give him a little bit of...
it's good for him that he's getting this break, because, he has been the most dominant fighter in boxing, till date. In his past 8 fights, he's knocked out all their opponents, in their corner. They've all quit in their corner.
Right.
And this past fight, the most recent fight in which he fought the champion, Jorge Linares, and stripped his championship, stripped his belt, he knocked him out in 10 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
TKO.
Yeah.
It just looks like he's the champion for the future.
Yeah, it does. It does. I think he's, like I said, I think he's next up, and I think boxing has a good one with Lomachenko. They got to keep him around, though.
Yeah,
cause
hopefully he's not on any of the PED
stuff. Yeah. That robbed us of Canelo and
Canelo looked like the future, and then my boy slipped it up.
Yeah, it looked like that one. I wanted that fight. I still want that fight, Canelo and Triple G.
I mean, they're saying that if he doesn't go for the rematch, if he doesn't ask for the rematch, then they gotta force him to fight Jermall Charlo, the WBC.
Ooh.
They're forcing him to either pick between Canelo or Charlo.
Oh, Triple G.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not mad at either of those fights.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at...
I'd rather get the rematch, man.
I'd rather get the rematch, but Charlo's really good.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be totally
I wouldn't
upset.
Be mad if I seen the Charlo versus Gigi fight,
in the next, like, 4 months, because Gigi just fought, like, maybe a month ago, right? Like, 2 weeks ago at Max, I think, yeah. 3 weeks ago. And Charlo just fought, like, a month ago, I think, also. So it would be nice to, like, see that fight in a couple months, you know, maybe 3-4 months.
Right.
And then get the Canelo fight when he's off suspension, maybe 4 months after that, you know, in, like, a year.
Yeah.
Or, like, 9 months.
Yeah, yeah. When he's off, when he gets off suspension finally, yeah, that would be dope. Yeah, like you said, that rematch, I think that's the fight most fans want at this point, because a lot of people felt like that tie was, you know, baloney.
Yeah.
Somewhat, you know? So they kind of, okay, let's settle the score now, you know? And, yeah. And, that was a good little segment we got into. Always love talking boxing with you. And that would be it for us on the first episode of the E-Board Talk. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Please come back and
we're going to be here.
Catch us, yeah, next Wednesday.
We'll be here every Wednesday.
Yes.
At 10 a.m. in the morning. And make sure you guys tune in. We're going to be on everything relative to the... society culture. Of yeah. the world right now, to our culture, culture, yeah, to the culture,
for sure.
So all
try to touch everything, yeah.
All right, and speaking of the culture, I wish we could play that Migos, but we're gonna be soon signing off for the day. So this is the E-Board Talk Show. You guys have a good day, man.
Thank you.